the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
The Havel radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this edition or this episode, we're going to be looking at nutrition for the martial artist. Nutrition advice for the martial artist. There are thousands of books that have been written on nutrition, but firstly, you need to think about what you want to get out of the martial arts and your diet. If you just want basic self-defense, simply eating a balanced diet is good advice and will suffice for the average person. But experienced athletes, medical professionals, full-time martial artists, and scientists often disagree about what is right and wrong in terms of nutrition. The body needs carbs, fats, fiber, minerals, protein, vitamins, and water, along with some other things. The amount of different nutrients you need will depend on a few factors, including your age, build, and whether you are male or female. Carbohydrates. Now, these come from foods like grains, pasta, potatoes, rice, bread, fruit, and many other foods, and should generally make up one of the largest portions of your diet. Carbohydrates are where a lot of your energy comes from, and you can get by on just fat and protein, but it's not recommended. There are generally two classifications of carbohydrates, simple ones and complex ones. Now, simple carbohydrates are generally single sugars. These don't provide long-lasting energy, as your body breaks down carbohydrates by knocking off one sugar at a time. And simple carbohydrates only have one or two sugars by definition, so they get absorbed quickly. Fruit is a good source of simple carbohydrates. It's also loaded with other useful nutrients. Simple carbohydrates are good to consume to regain energy quickly after a training session. Simple carbohydrates also come from energy drinks and other sugary products. Complex carbohydrates, on the other hand, are made up of longer chains of three or more sugars, and so take longer to break down, giving a steady flow of energy. This is useful for anyone doing intense periods of martial arts training, because if you're training hard for an hour or more, you will find that complex carbohydrates consumed in advance help keep your energy up. Pasta, rice, whole grains, potatoes, and other starchy foods are a good source of complex carbohydrate. Now, the glycemic index, it's not always obvious what is simple or complex carbohydrate or exactly how long it will take to release the energy from food. Therefore, the glycemic index is a good way to quickly identify the breakdown and release time of energy in certain foods, or how much and how quickly they raise blood sugar levels. The scale goes from 1 to 100. The lower the number, the slower it releases energy, and the higher the number, the quicker. Pure sugar is 100, and things like peanuts are 14, which is very low. A meal with a GI below 50 or 60 is good before a hard training session. A snack with a high GI of 70 or more is better after training to regain energy quickly. Storing carbohydrate. Your body can store carbohydrates. This is one of the body's primary sources of energy. The human body generally stores around 2,000 carbohydrate calories, which is 500 grams of carbohydrate. But we can change this number through depletion and loading. During depletion, from diet, exercise, or a combination, we use up the stored carbohydrates that our body stores for us. If we don't replenish these stores, we can run out of fuel for immediate exercise. And this can happen during heavy bag work sessions or extended periods of intense sparring. In the same way, eating large amounts of carbohydrates can increase these stores. This is often referred to as carbohydrate loading. Our maximal carbohydrate storage is approximately 15 grams per kilogram of body weight, so a 79 kg athlete could store up to 1200 grams of carbohydrate, which is about 4800 calories. Enough energy to fuel high-intensity exercise for quite some time. However, for very intense training, it may be worth considering carbohydrate loading. Fats. fats are not bad. In fact, fat is needed to survive, and certain types of fat can make a big difference to athletic performance. Essential fatty acids. Most food contains some fat. Large natural sources of fat are found in things like coconuts, avocados, olives, egg yolk, oils, and various types of meat. So, what is the problem with fat? The body can store an essentially unlimited amount of fat. Therefore, if a person consumes too much fat, their fat stores will grow and they will become overweight. There are different types of dietary fat which are generally classified as saturated or unsaturated. Food often has a mix of both types. Now, saturated fats are commonly perceived as bad. However, there is also a lot of research suggesting the opposite. It is important to ensure your body gets at least some saturated and unsaturated fat. Saturated fats are typically solid at room temperature, such as butter or meat fat. Unsaturated fats may be classified as monounsaturated, one double bond, or polyunsaturated, many double bonds. Unsaturated fats, except trans fats, are typically liquids at room temperature, such as oils like olive oil. Trans fats are a type of unsaturated fat typically created in an industrial process called partial hydrogenation. Unlike other dietary fats, trans fats are not needed at all and they do not promote good health. Trans fats from partially hydrogenated oils are more harmful than naturally occurring oils. Polyunsaturated fats contain essential fatty acids. And monounsaturated fats break down bad, low-density lipoprotein, cholesterol, and promote good HDL, which is high-density lipoprotein, cholesterol. Now, how much fat do you need? For most people, recommended is around 20% of your calorie intake to come from fat. This is about 50 grams of fat. There is 9 calories per gram of fat. As with everything else, there are no commonly agreed boundaries, but the following acts as a good guide. Women, essential fat, 10 to 12%. Lean, 14 to 20%. Healthy, 21 to 24%. Acceptable, 25 to 31%. Overweight, 32 to 41%. Men, essential fat, 2.5%. Lean, 6.13%. Healthy, 14 to 17%, acceptable, 18 to 25%, and overweight, 26 to 37%. If you go below your essential fat, you could risk your health and life. Fat is not just a backup source of fuel. It's also used to store toxins your body can't deal with immediately, and it's needed to absorb fat-soluble vitamins. It also provides many other useful functions. Fortunately, it's very hard to remove all fat from your diet, but don't even try to. If you are in the essential fat range, you need to eat more fat and put on more body weight, or your body will suffer. At such low levels of fat, you will lack energy and power, and you will have very little weight to use, meaning you'll have to work much harder to produce the same power as someone with just a little more weight. If you are lean, then you will likely have fast hand speed and fast kicking speed, but you won't be on the verge of starvation. To be lean requires a very strict diet, and missing meals can cause muscle wastage very quickly because a lean person has little backup reserves of fat when they run out of energy. The body has no choice but to turn to the muscles as a source of energy and will actually break them down for the amino acids in them in order to survive. This is bad news for martial artists, so if you're lean, your athletic performance will be good, but make sure your food intake is well planned. Healthy or acceptable are both normal amounts of fat. With this much fat, most people will still have good speed with their hands and legs and will have enough fuel to train for extended periods and have weight behind their strikes. Once in the overweight range, your speed will start to reduce. However, you will have more weight to put behind the punch. As the damage a punch does is based around the size of a fist and the weight behind it and the speed at which it travels. Being overweight means you have less speed but more weight behind the strike, so the damage you will do will possibly remain the same or do greater damage. However, Moving the body will be harder when overweight, and training for extended amounts of time will also be harder. Once you go past overweight into the obese category, your martial arts will really start to suffer. Speed will become a real problem and movement will be slowed. Being obese will also make training for even short periods of time hard. However, there is, of course, the underlying risk to your health that comes with being obese. Your joints will suffer and so will your back. Now, essential fatty acids. These are important. Good sources of essential fatty acids include fish and fish oil, flax seed oils, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and walnuts. Essential fatty acids cannot be produced or synthesized by the body, so must be included in the diet. These are omega-3 and omega-6. The body has a multitude of uses for these and should be included in the diet as they promote growth and repair and energy production and diffusion of oxygen into the bloodstream and hemoglobin production. And they lower high blood cholesterol and stabilize insulin and blood sugar levels, and they readily reduce lactic acid along with many other benefits. In short, they will make your body stronger and will allow your martial arts to improve at a quicker rate by helping your body deal with increased training. If you don't consume stuff with EFAs in, it's worth considering supplements. The difference it can make to your training and overall health can be great, and it will make your skin look healthier too. Omega-3 fatty acid supplements should be used cautiously by people who bruise easily, have a bleeding disorder, or take blood thinning medications, including warfarin or clopidogrel, because excessive amounts of omega-3 fatty acids may lead to bleeding. Protein. Protein is one of the main building blocks of life. Higher protein foods are meat, fish, pumpkin seeds, nuts, eggs, tofu, and dairy products. It's very important to have a good intake of protein in order to repair and build muscles after training. Fortunately, most food contains some protein, and in developed countries, protein deficiency has been all but eliminated. The average person needs to get around 60 grams of protein a day. However, if you want to train hard, protein will help your muscles recover, repair, and grow faster. So having a greater protein intake if you're doing intense training will only be beneficial. Your body cannot store protein. It can convert it into fat, but this is an energy-intensive process and uses up around half of the calories in the protein. Your body can also absorb around 20 to 30 grams of protein at one time for use in growth and repair, so it is not recommended to take huge doses of protein at once. Lots of high protein food is also very high in fat, like nuts, seeds, and meat. Therefore, people who train hard and want a high protein and low fat diet should look to things like tuna, turkey, and chicken, or protein shakes. When using a protein shake, remember your body can't really absorb more than 20 or 30 grams at once, and it can't store it, so don't gulp down too much as it's a waste of money. Amino acids. Protein contains amino acid. These make up a key part of growth and repair of cells, including DNA. Some amino acids are essential, meaning they cannot be made by the body, so must be consumed as part of the diet. 8 amino acids are generally regarded as essential for humans. 4 other amino acids are additionally required by infants and growing children. Some amino acids are conditionally essential for some people. Some sources of protein lack certain amino acids. Therefore, to keep your body responding to the pressure of training effectively, a mixed source of proteins may help. 3 of the essential amino acids are called branched chain amino acids and make up 1/3 of the skeletal muscle in the body, so are very important. Fiber. Fiber is found in fruit, vegetables, beans, seeds, and grains. Fiber in general aids digestion and therefore helps the absorption of other nutrients. It can also make you feel full without adding many extra calories to your intake. There are 2 categories of fiber, soluble and insoluble fiber. It is recommended that a person gets at least 30 grams of fiber a day. A lack of fiber will mean food takes longer to be processed by your body. Minerals. The term mineral generally refers to certain elements your body needs, like metals. Minerals are a micronutrient, i.e. your body needs tiny quantities of them. The essential minerals are generally considered to be calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, potassium, phosphorus, sodium, selenium, and zinc. However, calcium is worth a special mention in relation to martial arts, as calcium is important for the repair of bones, which may become damaged from heavy training, including things like heavy bag training and sparring. Milk is a great source of calcium, and make sure there's also a good amount of vitamin D in the diet, as this is needed to absorb calcium. Vitamins. Vitamins are another micronutrient. There are two types of vitamin, fat-soluble and water-soluble. Humans need vitamin A, B, C, D, E, K, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B9 and B12. A balanced diet will normally provide the body with enough minerals to not need supplementation. These vitamins perform a variety of functions which will promote good health and good recovery for training. Vitamin D and B12 are often low from dietary sources. Cod liver oil and many breakfast cereals are fortified with vitamin D. Vitamin B12 comes from animal products, but is often added to breakfast cereal and processed drinks like milkshakes. Like many things, the human body can overdose on vitamins, particularly fat-soluble vitamins like A and D. However, huge quantities of these vitamins need to be ingested for extended periods of time for toxicity to occur. Many thousands of percent of your RDA for months usually, and this usually only happens with people who take too many different supplements containing the same vitamin. Overdosing can be serious and in extreme cases lead to death. Before taking any multivitamins, always read the label and check the dosage. It's hard to know how much of the multivitamin will be absorbed, if any. But any vitamins with huge doses should be avoided. Cheap multivitamins normally contain enough vitamins and will save you a lot of money if you do want to take multivitamins. If taking multiple supplements, always check you're not taking lots of doses of the same vitamin, particularly if it can cause toxicity. Water. Your body needs a good amount of water to prevent dehydration, which would hinder your training. Make sure you get at least 2 liters of water a day and always take extra water to training, especially if you will be working hard. Any drink and some foods are a source of water, and this includes tea and coffee. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show, and I hope you found this particular episode on nutrition helpful. Thank you and goodbye, and hope to hear you tuning in for the next episode.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.